Hello, listener, and welcome to this preview of our latest Patreon-exclusive episode. To continue the conversation and listen to the full episode, head over to the Beyond the Screenplay Patreon. The link is in the show notes. Hello, and welcome to this patron-exclusive episode of Beyond the Screenplay, the podcast where each episode we do a conversational deep dive analysis into a film. Today, we are on week three of our Summer Impossible season, and we are talking about the winner between Asteroid City and Elemental. We gave the vote to the patrons, and they chose Asteroid City, the 2023 film written and directed by Wes Anderson. I'm joined by the Beyond the Screenplay team, Trisha Arand.
Hello, everyone.
Brian Bittner.
Hello, hello.
And Alex Calleros.
Hi.
So, as I said, this is week three of our Summer Impossible schedule. Next week, we'll be returning back to the Mission Impossible deep dive, where we talk about entries three and four, Ghost Protocol, in that franchise. It's super great. If you are listening not on Patreon, then you are listening to the patron exclusive preview version of this episode. The full thing is over on the Patreon, so head over there if you want to hear our full thoughts on Asteroid City. And without further ado, let's get into it. So, I knew nothing about this movie going into it. I didn't see any trailers, any clips. I saw a still frame of Jason Schwartzman split screen with Tom Hanks, and they were on the phone, and that's kind of all I knew. So I was intrigued. The history that I have with Wes Anderson is complex, as we've talked about before on the show, where I was really into him. And then the hotel movie...
Grand Budapest
ejected
Hotel.
Me. Yeah, Grand Budapest Hotel, like, didn't work for me. And I was like, I don't know about this. And then I kind of tuned out. And then begrudgingly, recently, saw The French Dispatch and kind of loved it. And so I went into this movie with cautious optimism. And I don't know how I've come out of this movie. I don't actually know exactly how I feel about it. But I think I liked it. I don't know that it was good or that it hit all the things that it was aiming for, but I was mostly entertained the whole time. The world was really interesting. Wes Anderson has really nailed down his like cinematography and production design. Like mm-hmm. all of that is immaculate. It has this look and feel and sense of place that was kind of unlike anything else I've ever seen. So there's a lot going on in this movie. Ultimately, I think the third act kind of lost me and kind of left me underwhelmed. And it was shorter than I was expecting. And usually that would be cause for celebration. But this time I was like, wait, but we set up a bunch of stuff. And then it didn't really. I don't know. So that's where I'm at currently with this movie. And I'm still trying to figure out how I feel. And I expect we will get into it more as we continue. Brian, what were your thoughts on this movie?
I was thinking as I was walking out of the theater, I was like, you know, there's so many emotions that a movie can make you feel, right? And I realized that of all of them, I think my favorite is Any, which this there movie is. Failed to do. And, you know, I realized that I was like, what is the difference for me personally as an audience member between the Wes Anderson movies I like and I don't? And I realized whatever this says about me, Rushmore and Royal Tenenbaums and Darjeeling Limited, there's just like this deep sadness and like angst just bubbling beneath the surface, right? And it's sort of, you kind of feel it the whole time, but then usually it amounts to something. There's kind of a moment that it's cathartic, even if it's not cathartic in a sort of Hollywood movie way, it's cathartic in a Wes Anderson way. And it seems like over the last decade or so, he has tried to take a step back even further from that, where he's like, these characters have stuff going on. Like this movie is very clear. Like the two characters say to each other, like, we are really, you know, upset and we can't express that. That's why we talk like this. Your mother died. You're telling us our mother died. Yes. Come give me a hug. Thank you, Father. Let's have some ice cream. You know, it's that sort of, but it's like, it's not an accident. You know, it's not like he doesn't know that that's not what scenes are in most movies. Right. But ultimately it just leaves me going, okay, yeah, you had a little thing at the end that the Margot Robbie scene is kind of lovely, you know, right, fine at the end. But then it's followed by the, you can't wake up if you don't fall asleep. But like ultimately I'm just left feeling like I was lightly entertained for a while and then wasn't really sure why I came here, you know? And, it's an unfortunate feeling. But it's really French Dispatch and this and a couple of the others. You know, Moonrise Kingdom, I think, is a really interesting middle ground, which we've talked about, where it's like the movie never gets like super emotional, but there is just like a feeling in that movie that just feels like it's really present throughout. And this movie, I just never felt like I was watching anything other than some pictures and some people talking, unfortunately. That's where I fall in Asteroid City.
Okay, cool. Well, Alex, why don't you chime in and riff off of that?
Sure, yeah. It's similar to Brian in general are kind of my feelings. It was interesting because, yeah, I had the same experience of like the lack of emotion being evoked in me. Because I agree with you, Brian. The movies of his that I do like Royal Tenenbaums, like Moonrise Kingdom, there's something that is evoked from the whole of it all. Like there's this time and place and setting and these characters and this stage of life it's exploring and the synergy of all those things with the Wes Anderson-ness of it all like adds up to something. And I think this movie, you know, there's been this annoying thing recently with like, hey, use the AI to like generate Lord of the Rings, but Wes Anderson directed it. It kind mm-hmm. of felt like this was just like, hey, AI, like show me like a new Wes Anderson movie that Wes Anderson directed. And it felt like it was like a greatest hits of, this is a very Wes Anderson scene. Like there's somebody with a horrible tragedy who's now gonna talk about it in deadpan with his children. Like there's that scene. There's going to be this scene of this and this. And it just felt like a greatest hits of Wes Anderson things. But I didn't understand what it was in service of. And I'm sure it was in service of something. And there is something more here. But, you know, I really love his movies. Even like Fantastic Mr. Fox, I feel like animation and his style meshed with that film in a way that just felt whole. And this movie, yeah, by the end, I was just, you know, that's where I almost did feel like AI kind of messed up by the end when it was like, you can't wake up if you don't fall asleep. You can't wake up if you don't fall asleep. And like, and now the aliens walking at the camera with all the black and white people with the spotlight on them. I just was like, I don't really, this is not gelling for me at all. That said, I love so many images in this movie, and I love the color palette. I love the kind of like Cars Land, Disneyland setting that we're in. I love the lighting when there's like this speckled light coming through the shade.
Yeah.
My breath was like taken away from some shots of just like how gorgeous and how unique this frame is. And I did really like some of the performances. I really liked Scarlett Johansson, especially. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was always engaged with her scenes. I always loved any time that Tilda Swinton came on screen as that scientist. So there was lots of stuff to like in it. But yeah, it really pushed me away by the end. And I was just really left cold. So I am on Team Brian for this one, I think.
And I will PS both of our responses here by saying like, I have enough respect for Wes Anderson to know that there is so much here that I am not seeing, that I didn't get, that I'm not appreciating and that kind of stuff. Right. But, you know, but if I'm not sort of having a good time, then like I'm not necessarily going back for a second helping anytime soon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Trisha,
pearls before
swine. Next to
what's
you.
Happening, everybody? I like this movie. Michael could probably tell that. He was sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
Did you see? I can't remember what scene it was. I think it was after the alien encounter, and then it cuts to like 1 week later or whatever, and like they're all quarantined in the thing, and I literally sat up in my chair and did this with my hands. Like, ooh, what's going down? Like if you can't see what I'm doing, I'm sort of rubbing my paws together like a hungry raccoon. I was like, what's going to happen next? Yay. I just had a blast. I agree. I think that like the texture and the vibe of this world is just so pervasive and strong and beautiful. Like the desert landscapes are just stunning. All the like pastels and the production design is ridiculous. And the way that it's all like shot and framed, it just evokes such a strong emotion. Even more than like something like Grand Budapest to me. Because I think that this feels more, at least all the stuff in the desert just feels so cohesive and like rendered as like one complete package of a world. Whereas sometimes I feel like in some of his bigger movies, if I can put it that way, there's a little bit of sprawl to them that it doesn't kind of all feel as contained and tight as this does. And yeah, I mean, it's very play-like, right? Where it's like, one setting, here's the eight characters that you need to know or whatever. There's more than eight, by the way. But here's the main eight characters that you need or what have you. So I thought that was absolutely stunning. And I was super bought into it from the word go. The nested frame story piece of it is not something I was expecting, but ultimately really works for me. I mean, I guess I understand the sentiment of feeling like there's that the ambition and the complexity of the way that the story is approached and the themes, which I think are, there are more than one, there's like kind of a lot jammed in. I think that there might be too much in this movie to find one thing and connect to it really strongly on an emotional level.
Hope you enjoyed this preview clip. To continue the conversation and listen to the entire episode, head over to the Beyond the Screenplay Patreon. The link is in the show notes.